A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of Jesus Christ. Who am I? Who are you? Much of our thinking is taken up with identity, finding out who we are and where we fit into the world. Some people seem to know exactly who they are and where they're heading. But most of us are much less sure of ourselves or of the people that we meet every day. At times it can be a lonely, even a disheartening business. The struggle to find our place in the world is one faced by some pretty interesting people. Poor John the Baptist was in prison. He probably knew that he was going to die. He knew the kind of regime he was living under. And he was no doubt thinking that his life's work seemed to have been a failure. Thomas Merton, the monk, says that John may have been in a deep depression and doubting not only himself but also Jesus. He had thought that there was someone coming who would change the world. You remember his words to the Pharisees at the time that he baptized Jesus? "His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." But somehow now in prison, John's in despair, his own mission a failure, and from what he's heard about Jesus, there's been no dramatic change in the land of Israel. Jesus is seemingly without power. So in his distress, he sends a message to Jesus. "Who are you? Are you the person I thought you were?" And behind this question is another question. Have I been wrong all my life? Is my work for nothing? Jesus' reply comes in words that John would understand. "The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." John would recognize those words. They're from the prophet Isaiah, and he would know exactly what they signified. So, this is how Jesus identifies himself, as one whose mission is to the poor, to all those suffering hardship, whether poverty or any kind of barrier to a happy and rewarding life. I think this is just the kind of reassurance that a man like John needed at this dire time. It would help make his impending death worthwhile if he knew that he had been on the right track, that he could pass over his mantle to someone who truly could offer a new world, the kingdom of God, to the community that John had gathered around him. But I think that John is not the only one to learn from this experience. John was a very important influence on Jesus. It's clear from the Gospels that, like all human beings, like you and me, Jesus also at times struggled to understand his calling. Remember those 40 days in the wilderness and the events on the mountain that ended with the transfiguration? I think John's activities at times also helped Jesus clarify his own mission. Messiah? Yes, but not as a wealthy, powerful ruler living in a palace. No, a true liberator who offered ordinary people a land life of freedom and peace and justice, the kingdom of God. In our world, we are surrounded at present by a tinsel version of the Christmas story. So much bling about. And of course there is something appealing about a baby in a manger and shepherds and carols and presents and family gatherings. But before we let ourselves become enveloped by all the Santas and the tinkly carols and the trees and the hype, it pays to remember, I think, that the coming of Jesus meant a great deal more. It meant a new world, a new freedom, a new identity as followers of Christ and agents for change in our world. Can I identify with that?